This is Sounds of Science. For Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, I'm Jeff Bogoliskis. Would you want to know if dementia is in your future? Well, older adults sure do. Researchers from Stanford University School of Medicine and UCSF surveyed 875 people aged 65 and older in the United States and asked them if they would be willing to take a free test that would definitively tell them whether they would develop Alzheimer's disease.
So this was a study to ask a question about a hypothetical test. If a free test existed that would definitively tell you yes or no, would you get Alzheimer's disease in the future, would you want to take it? And 75% of them would be interested in this free definitive test that would be predictive of developing Alzheimer's in the future.
Dr. Mira Sheffrin, clinical assistant professor with Stanford Medicine and lead investigator on the study.
The unique part about this study is that it was asked in a nationally representative sample. So participants were in a larger health and retirement study, and it's nationally representative, meaning we can extrapolate the results from this study and sort of say if 75% of people in this study answered yes, 75% of people in the U.S. would answer yes.
Yet the survey was more than a simple yes or no, as Dr. Sheffrin and her colleagues were interested in determining what respondents who answered yes would do with that information.
We also wanted to know what people were going to do with the positive result. And so we looked at a lot of outcomes, but the ones that were really interesting is, would people then complete an advance directive or talk to their friends, family, and loved ones about their medical plans for the future? The reason for this is important is a lot of these conversations don't happen. What we found in the study is 15% of people had these discussions, even though a lot of people knew it was a good idea to do. What we were interested in is, not only would people be interested in taking a test for Alzheimer's, but would the outcome change their future behavior, specifically regarding advanced care planning?
Interestingly, the researchers uncovered an unexpected result. Interest in Alzheimer's prognosis didn't vary between individuals who were healthy and those suffering from many medical conditions, or by sex, race, functional status, or perceived memory.
And so I think what we can realize from the study is that these tests, as they're being developed, whether they're biomarkers in terms of blood tests or PET amyloid imaging, there's going to be a large public demand for these tests. And additionally, this is an opportunity to really engage people in completing their advanced directives.
While Dr. Sheffrin noted that no test is perfect, predictive tests like the hypothetical one in the survey provide an opportunity for patients and families to prepare for the diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease and subsequent cognitive decline. Thanks for tuning in. For Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News' Sound of Science, I'm Jeff Bogoliskis.